Today the 22nd part was recited and half on the 23rd. The 22nd Sipada starts off instructing and guiding woman. It was a time now in Islam where wealth was pouring into Medina Munawwara, and people that did not have any wealth suddenly have this whole wealth. Khaybar was a colony of the Jews, extremely wealthy, and all came to the hands of the Muslims. The booty and the gains are being distributed, and this came before the Azwaj Mutahharat, the respected households of Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, families and wives. So they made a request, and the entire world is benefiting. Wealth is coming in, wealth is pouring in, and we should be given an allowance of that. As others are getting wealth, then we should also get something. So Allah Ta'ala did not like this type of a response. So they haven't yet fully understood their status and their position. Whereas if you look at it from another perspective, it wasn't unfair of them to ask for something. When the whole Medina is getting something, for them to request wasn't unfair. And now, this is the status of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, respected families of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's going to be his family here in this life, and there will be Muslim in the hereafter. They are of a class of their own. They can't be running after the riches of this world. This wealth of this world is not something conducive to them because of their maqam and their position. Not that it's haram for any other person to have been right, but their position is something totally unique. And then the verses were revealed. إِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِيْرَتَهَا فَتَعَالِيْهِ. You've got a choice, you want this wealth, we're not saying it's haram, but then this type of wealth is not something suitable for the household for the Arabi stars. It doesn't blend in. So if you want this, we'll give it to you, and much more we'll give. But then you will not have the blessings of being with the beast person. Then you can live as you would like. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. But if you are desirous of Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul, and the special status in the hereafter, then understand, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدَّ الْمُحْسِنَاتِ. Those that do well of you, amongst you, that work well, you're getting an excellent reward, understand. And then, not only that, نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنَ. You're going to be devout, you're going to be righteous, you're going to be good, and content with the little that you've got. Don't make demands to the beast person, because like I said, this doesn't behove the household. You are at this level, this glitter of this life doesn't behove your status. So if you're going to be patient and you're going to be happy with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with whatever he gives you, just remain there, content and satisfied, then your reward is going to be multiplied. We did Isha Namaz and Taraweeh, so we got one sawab. And you will get twice every act. Others will get one reward, your reward is going to be multiplied. أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. Ulama explain that what was in the Azwaja Mutahharat for them to qualify for a double reward, for a single reward, but a double reward. So they say there's two things. One is the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and number two is they're enjoying the blessings of Wahi all the time. The household, Wahi is coming. So they're enjoying the blessings of the revelation all the time. So hence your reward is multiplied. But then we say that an alim that is practicing on his knowledge, then his reward also multiplies. Because the knowledge that he's got is the same knowledge that they have got. They have got revelation, he's got revelation. So he's applying his knowledge, then his reward also is multiplied. But then he must apply himself, content, happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. And I'll just explain the students just now. But I was having supper. What is a maqam of an alim? Right? What is a maqam? What is the position? Acquiring even what? لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. To revive Islam. There's a lot of things that you can do to revive Islam, to bring it up. So just to teach them, say, see, the Fajr Namaz on other days besides Ramadan, I do it in the top masjid, followed by Tafsir. So I try to be there just around the Azan time. I can come later. I don't have to be there at the time of the Azan, or slightly be earlier. But I try and make it there for the Azan. One of the reasons is this, that the Azan is a duty. And it's likely sometimes Muazzin is delayed. He's a human being. He has needs. He could be delayed. If he's delayed, then I'll call the Azan. Azan is for the entire community, it's not just one person. And it's for the entire community, and all should help in seeing that the duty is done, accomplished. It's easy now to shout and say, see, you're not doing your duty. It's easy. The difficult part is that well, it's a duty, it's a benefit that all of us enjoy. Then can I cooperate? I can do something as well. I get up early, go, if Azan is not called, we do it. No noise. Not that he must fail in his duty, no. But, like I say, he's a human being. He could oversleep, may not be well the night, something must have happened, could sleep well. So, something happened in the morning, so can't we just go and help him in the morning? So, لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. You're doing it to revive Islam, to bring up Islam. Obviously, you bring up Islam, so any act of deen that is not in vogue, so you're helping to bring it up. Same will apply to, for example, leading the namaz, right? So, normally the masjids will have imams, appointed imams. Now, like the muazzin can be delayed and something could have happened to him, imam also could be delayed. He has not been feeling well, something must have happened at night, right? Some reason, and he couldn't come in time. So you're there standing there, like in the first row. If the Imam is not there, you learn few long surahs and take the musalla. Not that you rush and grab the musalla and push yourself when there's other people around. But there's nobody around now. There's nobody around. This duty has to be done. It has to be done. Let me do that duty. And not. We've learned so many years, learned Quran, Sharif, etc. Now the community needs someone to just lead that Fajr namaz, and I'm not there. Right? So I'm coming with a delay. Does it behove the Hafiz? We learn the Quran, Sharif, understand it from a different perspective. As we're learning, etc., deen, then it's generally, by and large, by public contributions, right? Someone is giving 100 rand, 1000 rand, 50 rand, and madrasas operate out of that, public contributions. So the public had contributed to you becoming Hafiz, right? All of us, no exception, all of us, right? So now, when they are given something, don't we owe it to the community that we give something in return? They contributed for us to become Hafiz, to become people of knowledge, then don't we owe it to them that we give back something? Or we just want it one side, that we receive but we don't give. You know, I was speaking about justice and maintaining balance, right? So, as we receive and enjoy, then we have the heart to also give. So, azan, we can also help at times. See that azan time, the muazzin is not here. Or it is namaz, and there's nobody to lead the namaz. Right? Not the best qari sahab, but inshallah the namaz will be done. Let's do the namaz. And alim again, sometimes, there's another duty, for example, it's a pre-Jumma, right? There's nobody available. You make yourself available, but all is done to keep Islam alive. You're doing something to keep Islam alive. Now, you give the pre-Jumma talk. Any other duty that Islam requires. Sometimes it happens when we make ourselves available for the services, that we'll find work coming up. But we need to make ourselves available. See? To come out of the masjid and sit in a circle of friends and talk, nice, go home, sip coffee and cold drink is very easy, right? But now to offer yourself, or right, some work I can offer myself. So you're making yourself available. Maybe some child has did his hips and someone has to monitor his door. So be available after Maghrib, after Isha, they were listen to the door. Maybe there's an adult that cannot recite the Quran Sharif well. You know, I'll teach you in private. You don't need to feel embarrassed sitting with children. One side of the masjid after Maghrib, after Isha, I'll give you half an hour and I'll teach you something. You see, لِيُحْيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. I was surprised, looking at the kitab, there's a great muhaddis, Imam Waqi. He's a ustad of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, and he says, شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيٍ سُوَىٰ حِفْزِي, right? He's a ustad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, ustad of Yahya ibn Ma'in. I know how many luminaries, and he's the ustad. So he would make it a duty, his routine of the day. I think it was just before Asar or something. He will go to the Baytu Suqya. People doing very menial work, extreme menial. How you get toho, informal, that type of people. He will make it a point of going there and teaching them the basics of Islam. On the one end, he's the Imam in Hadith, etc. Everybody refers to him. But then, لِيُحْيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, I need to do something to keep Islam alive amongst these people. What can I do? Let me go personally. Say, I can tell you, you go. You can delegate. But let me go and do this thing here personally. With all his ilm, his competence, his leadership and all that. You know, that didn't stop him. You know, let me go and teach them myself personally. Again, same, you know. He learns why to keep Islam alive. So, one person from Narisburg complained that in this place here they don't do the ghusl properly. So I said, but you know how to make ghusl? Yeah. So why would you help? See, if you're going to help and you're going to do it, then there won't be a complaint. But you're not helping, you're not there. But that person is going to do it incorrectly. If he's going to do it incorrectly, then he's going to complain. He doesn't know how to do it, he's doing it incorrectly, the body is becoming exposed, etc., etc. You complain. That is because you don't want to help and assist. But you want to, you will help and assist, and you will teach them to do the ghusl correctly. Now, is there going to be a cause for complaint? So any place where Islam requires your service, you make yourself available. Like I say, pre-Jumma talk, any car talk, or do a namaz, ghusl, janazah, namaz, teach someone deen. And everybody, every alim can do this thing. Every alim can do it. Do the same thing at home. Then you are serving one masjid, then you see the masjids that are around, can I be of service to them as well? The Quran Sharif says, لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not just a blessing as a teacher for Makkah Mukarrama, but for the surroundings as well. لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. So as far as you can reach the town, and you can reach the surroundings as well, once a week or once a week or twice a week, surrounding. Allah has Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He taught for many years in Saharanpur, Kanpur, and then Saharanpur as well. He taught for many years. In the whole of Saharanpur, there must have been about 30 to 40 masjids, even more. But he says that I covered every masjid. I taught them the masail and the rules that they require. Like if it's a villager, what masail he'll need for his life. It's a farmer, what will he need? So I taught them all. I taught them the surahs from what duha right to the end. And I taught them also the meanings of the surahs. All those villages that are around, including the center. But you see, لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, to keep Islam alive in its pure form. What can I do to keep Islam alive in its pure form? Yeah, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, for many years I did the adult program in the top masjid. And I came and said, no, can't you just teach in the maktab or teaching a hifz class? Because the energy is directed only to the ghair mukallaf. All the energy is directed to those that are mukallaf or ghair mukallaf. Ghair mukallaf, they're not yet responsible. So my energy is only directed to them. So what about those people who are responsible now? Mature people. They don't know Masai. They may be uttering words that invalidate the nikah, invalidate the namaz. The wuzu may be breaking. And they don't know about it, and nobody brings it to their attention. Our Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, this ustaz of ours would have a very, very, very good relationship, very good, a little bit of a humor, free, and they would teach each other. So Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah was accompanying Shaykh al-Islam Sahib Rahmatullah. they had to perform namaz in one place, and the Imam Sahib had to meet Sajda Sahu. If you make a mistake and you make two sajdas, it's called Sajda Sahu. So the Shaykhul Islam Sahib asked the Imam, "What happened? Why did you make the Sajda Sahu?" He said, "No, I made this error here, I left this wajib out, therefore." So Qari Sahib asked him, "Well, that's obvious, he'll leave out a wajib, so he'll make a Sajda Sahu. Why do you have to ask him, why did you make the Sajda Sahu?" So the Shaykhul Islam Sahib Rahmatullahi said, "See, I asked why. I asked, there's one place we went, and we asked the Imam, okay, why do you make Sajda Sahu?" The Imam Sahib said, "Meri kabhi kabhi meri ree kharij ho jati hai. Sometimes some air comes out, you see. So I have to cover up for the namaz." The Imam Sahib doesn't know. See, he doesn't know what he's doing. So we are teaching the center and the surroundings. And how important it is. See, we don't do the surrounding. Remember, tomorrow you will get children and the children are going to grow up, right? And you didn't worry about the surrounding whatsoever. So the influence, the effect of the surrounding will enter your house. Because your child has to get married, right? And obviously he's going to marry somewhere around, right? And the people around are in ignorance, in darkness. Nobody brought it to their attention. So that's going to be the end of your line, you see. If you want to keep your lineage strong, then you work on the center and the surrounding. So whatever is required to keep Islam alive. So if you do that, you know, you're learning and you're teaching for that intention. So what's the reward? See, like I spoke about Imam walking around his valley. And what's he doing? He's made a routine. And then after that, he's teaching Quran Sharif. I was astonished. But before sir, he's going and teaching the Buyut al-Suqya, all those people that are providing water. Very menial work, you know. So they don't have the time, so he goes there to teach them. After sir, he's teaching Quran Sharif again. And on the other end, he's a great, great Imam for these. But you can't find a person like him. But you see, he's concerned for the public. Now, what reward do you get for this? The reward for that, فَمَاتَ فَكَانَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ دَرَجَةٌ. This alim has to die, this frame of mind. I'm learning, I want to keep Islam alive. What can I do to myself and to the surrounding? What can I do? Easy. Go for Umrah, go for a holiday, you need the break, you know, the car, you need to replace the car, you know, like how we think in this day, you need to trade it in now, not old now, right? So it's easy to say all these things here, and you won't be wrong, I won't say you're wrong, but how your fikr should be, what your fikr should be. So that alim's darja, maqam, is just one stage below the anbiya. That imagine the maqam, the position is just one stage below the anbiya alayhi salam. So the ustaz I see, this was their figure, this was their way, this was their style. I, not just self-centered, I need to see also people around, that to what point I can reach. Can have once a week program, two masjids, one masjid in the week. I did my work and one masjid in the week. Alhamdulillah, I'm not praising myself, but just as a lesson, I did this type of thing for about over 15, 20 years. I did it. The whole Bessie Zawar, I think I did twice. Sirat al Mustafa, I did twice. But there were other things, kitabs. I should ask Hazrat Rahmatullahi, I finished this kitab, what do you recommend? Tablighi Deen, all these kitabs I did twice for 15-20 years until the mudrasa became more formal and duties increased here. Then I had to change, I had to reprogram myself. But you see this, لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. So my whole idea is to keep Islam alive. The basic things everybody can teach. And you're not so certain about it. Just double check with some experienced alim, right? A new alim is double checking with an experienced alim. All right, these are the masails. How do we do it? How do we go about doing it? Many a times a person's wuzu is not right. Many a times his namaz is not right. He's performing namaz, his tashahud is not right, his dua qunut is not right. One person was reading, Nakfuruka wala nashkuruk. It's a major discrepancy in the meaning. The actual dua says, Nashkuruka wala nakfuruk. Allah Ta'ala, we are grateful to you, and we refrain from being ungrateful. And now, he was reading for ages, for zamanas, he was reading it. Allah Ta'ala, we are very ungrateful to you. We reject you. Can you imagine now how what a big discrepancy. Now, if we're not going to teach these people here, then Imam Waqi didn't wait for these people to come to him to teach them. Look at it. Again, think of it. Did he wait for them to come? They must come to me. You know, I know it, they must come to me. He went to them. That hadith Muhammad Ibrahim did about 3 days ago with Ash'ariyin, right? And there's a community living around. And they are far from deen. So there is some warning. If these people are not taught, then you get punished here and that side. They asked again. And again there is some the same thing. That you have to reach out and teach them. What you have got, you teach. Don't take a chance. What you're not sure, then you inquire. But what you got, then share. You don't only, you know, they say, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. They spend from what we have blessed them with. So, what we think, spend from what we have blessed them, is only referring to wealth. No. Only to wealth. Knowledge and other things that Allah has blessed you, you share it with others. Right? Other knowledge Allah has blessed you with other things, then you enjoy it, but you share it with others as well. Now then you're bringing Islam alive. I ask you, if you have this approach, will Islam be weak in any community? If every alim thinks that, will it be weak? Allah has granted us tawfiq.
Ahmad Barak is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu. Allahumma la nuhsi sanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka alhamdu shukru wa laka al-mannu fadla. Allahumma laka alhamdu mil as-samawati wa mil al-ard wa mil ama baynahuma wa mil ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. Anta ahlu s-sana'i wal-kibriya'i wal-majd. أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وأهل بيته وذريته ومحبيه وأتباعه وأشياعه وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وارض عنا وارض عنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار وأصلح لنا شأننا كله. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا مبدئ يا معيد يا محيي يا مميت يا حي يا قيوم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين. ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Ya Allah, you forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you overlook our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah. We are full with faults, Ya Allah. Full with mistakes and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, is leaving us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, don't allow it to leave without us being forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to secure our forgiveness, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive, Ya Allah, every mistake of ours, every shortcoming of ours, Ya Allah. What we know, what we don't know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sins of our ears, the sins of our eyes, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our minds, the sins of our hands, of our legs. Allah, the sins of every limb of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins, Ya Allah, that we recognize and understand, and those that don't understand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those things that we don't regard as sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the realization of it being a sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah, from justifying any wrong of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us, Ya Allah, to confess every wrong, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us, Ya Allah, to admit our mistakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the tawfiq of making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. We are confessing our wrongs before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you save us from every type of wrong. Save us from every type of sin, Ya Allah. Save us from, Ya Allah, all haram temptation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah, from everything, Ya Allah, which earns your displeasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, and grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of doing those a'mal which earn your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with those a'mal, Ya Allah, and those things, Ya Allah, which earn your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to do those things, Ya Allah, that are pleasing to you, Ya Allah. And save us from those things that are displeasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive, Ya Allah, our asatiza, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who have done ihsan on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with every type of khair, every type of goodness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they are alive, Ya Allah, bless them with barakat in their health, in their wealth, in their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and if they have passed on, Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, that have passed on, Ya Allah, from our families, Ya Allah, our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save them from every type of difficulty, Ya Allah, every type of azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our time is to go, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to go with afiyat, Ya Allah, with ease, Ya Allah, a mawt of barakat, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa fima ba'd al mawt. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, Ya Allah, in that hour of need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you must be pleased to meet us and we must be pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, whose parents are alive, Ya Allah, grant them long life with afiyat, Ya Allah. Allow us to be a means of comfort and service for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let du'as flow from their tongues and from their hearts for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those of us whose parents, Ya Allah, have passed on, Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Bless them with ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for our shortcomings in making the khidmat, Ya Allah. In being of service to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow them, Ya Allah, to be involved in those things that are pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from all types of wrong, Ya Allah. All types of fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah, from every type of wrong. Ya Allah, there's so many types of fitna, Ya Allah. Save us from all types of fitna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the challenges against our iman, Ya Allah. Challenges against our deen, Ya Allah. Challenges against our haya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all these things, Ya Allah. Every type of filth, Ya Allah. Every type of immodesty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all these things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and let us do those things, Ya Allah, that are pleasing to us, to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you rid our hearts, Ya Allah, from all radail, Ya Allah. All filthy and bad qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you fill it, Ya Allah, with all those qualities that are pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't deserve it, Ya Allah. Our hearts are filthy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you fill it with your love, Ya Allah. Fill it with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the love of your pious servants, Ya Allah, with the love of good actions, Ya Allah. Allahumma rzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulika sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbik. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. يا الله, Ya Allah, you use us, Ya Allah, for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and allow us to use it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of your deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, Ya Allah. With lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us do things, Ya Allah, only for you, Ya Allah. Only for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from riya, Ya Allah. Save us from ostentation, Ya Allah. Save us from showing off, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with true ikhlas, Ya Allah, in every action of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us have clean intentions, Ya Allah, in everything that we do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with pure hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with pure hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid our hearts from every type of filth, Ya Allah. All haram, temptation, fantasies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you purify us from all these filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you bless us, Ya Allah, with pure and clean hearts, Ya Allah. Pure minds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid our minds from every type of filth, Ya Allah. The inclination towards wrong, Ya Allah. Everything, Ya Allah, is enticing us towards wrong, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all of this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, Ya Allah, you guide our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's difficult, it's challenging, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide them, Ya Allah. You make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, Ya Allah, to tread the path, Ya Allah, of piety, Ya Allah. That path which will lead us to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from all wrong paths, Ya Allah. Paths that will take us away from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with every type of good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from every type of evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, various types of difficulties, challenges, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all of this, Ya Allah. Bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah. Bless us with lives of afiyat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka dawam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka shukra ala al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka al-ghina ani al-nas. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with the tawfiq of following every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us do those actions, Ya Allah, that are pleasing to the mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, bless us with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum and your pious servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with the drink from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, do not allow us, Ya Allah, to do those things that hurt the mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let it be, Ya Allah, that we go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the angels chase us away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from that, Ya Allah. Save us from disgrace on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the disgrace of the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of Qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab in Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with opportunities time and time again, Ya Allah, to visit these Mubarak places with Azmat, with Mahabbat, with Adab for these places, Ya Allah, truly benefiting from these places. Ya Allah, you help the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is suffering in various parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's no one for us to turn to, Ya Allah, besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Help them, Ya Allah. Help everyone, Ya Allah. Assist us, protect us, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, once again return the glory to this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you lift up this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the disgrace that the Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us back to Deen, Ya Allah. Let us understand that our salvation is in Deen, Ya Allah. Allahumma ruddana wa rudda al-muslimina ila deenika raddan jameela. Ya Allah, all those that are in any type of difficulty, remove their difficulty. Ya Allah, those, Ya Allah, that are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are wishing to get married, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with good spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that want children, Ya Allah, bless them with pious, healthy children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose children are disobedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the children the coolness of their eyes, obedient to you and obedient to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with every type of goodness, Ya Allah. Save us from every evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these last few days of the Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us, Ya Allah, to appreciate these days, Ya Allah. Appreciate every moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little broken things, efforts that we have made, Ya Allah, you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, after the Mubarak month, Ya Allah, to continue with these actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to continue with the dhikr that we are doing, the tilawat, Ya Allah, whatever ibadat, nawafil, etc., Ya Allah, allow us to continue, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you bless us, Ya Allah, with the goodness of all of this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept all our actions, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.